So this evening's service focuses upon us, our need for healing, our need for connection and light. And as such, the meditation that we're going to do together this evening will be one in which we call upon the healing angels for self-healing. Of course, if you know of some people around you who might also benefit from a bit of healing, then you can spare a thought for them, and the healing angels will throw a little bit of healing energy their way as well. But this is an opportunity to be unashamedly selfish and claim a little bit of divine energy and light just for you, to set you up for the week ahead and give you the energy and the power that you need to do your spiritual work as well as your mundane goings on. We're going to start with a prayer, and this evening's prayer is one of my absolute favourites. It's called the Universal Invocation, sometimes also called the Universal Prayer. It was written in 1923 by Annie Besant, who was the then president of the Theosophical Society, having taken over that role from Helena Blavatsky. So if you'd like to close your eyes, take a few breaths, and we'll start with the opening prayer. I'm just going to put a little bit of pretty music on in the background. There we go. So close your eyes, take a few breaths, just settle yourself so you're nice and relaxed, and focus on these words. O hidden life, vibrant in every atom. O hidden light, shining in every creature. O hidden love, embracing all in oneness. May all who feels themselves as one with thee know they are therefore one with every other. And now I want you to speak the words of the prayer after me. I'll say a line and then I want you to repeat it. O hidden life, vibrant in every atom. O hidden light, shining in every creature. O hidden love, embracing all in oneness. May all who feel themselves as one with thee know they are therefore one with every other. Let us go forth to sound the note of harmony in the discords of the world. Now keep your eyes closed and we'll go straight into this evening's meditation, in the middle of which we will have a little channeling from the Archangel Raphael. So keeping your eyes closed, just make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. Breathe in and out a little deeper and relax. I want you to bring your hands to rest over your heart chakra. We're going to speak an invocation together to the healing angels. So once again, I want you to repeat these words after me. Great celestial physician, pour forth thy healing angels. thy heavenly host, that I might feel the beam of their healing power, the light of their healing hands, taken to where they are needed the most at this time. Be it mind, heart, body, or spirit. Ever and always in love. Ever and always in accordance with thy will and the will of my soul. Let this be so. So mote it be, amen. Now rest your hands upon your lap, palms uppermost, and bring your attention to them as the healing angel that you are most in need of at this moment in time begins to build before you in the ether. Imagine them, see them, knelt before you, gently placing their hands atop your own. Feel the energy begin to flow through the angel, from the divine, into your hands, into you. A transfusion of light and love. A tingling that grows into a warmth that flows into your body, deep into your muscles and your bones, coursing through your veins and meridians, into the chakras and out from them into your aura. Feel and see this heavenly healing angelic light as it flows into your feelings and your thoughts, into your spirit and your soul. An injection of divine light and power, cleansing you, healing you, empowering you and aligning you, raising your energy and vibration and returning you to a state of peace, a state of integrity, a state of home. As the healing flows, listen to the sound of my voice as I recite the Rosary of Healing Angels, allowing the vibration of these sacred names to flow into and over you. Raphael, Asael, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiel, Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiel, Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiel. Rest for a moment in the angel's light. Rest for a moment. And in a moment, my voice will return. Now hear these words, the words of the Archangel Raphael. Healing is the presence and the love of the divine, the power of order and harmony and peace. All are worthy of it and welcome to its touch, in mind and heart and body and spirit. There is no limit on the power of healing and the grace that its presence may bring. As healers yourselves, it is common to give and give and give and give without even knowing that you are giving. Your love, your light, reaching out through you, through your words and actions and deeds, through your thoughts and your feelings. As a result of this, many of you may find that you yourself are in need of healing, exhausted from your endeavors in a world that is, at this moment in time, so desperately in need of all light. It is essential that the healer receives healing from the source too, so that they may be in a state and position to continue to do their job. And so I am here in part to remind you, to remember, to call upon the light and healing grace of God and the angels for yourself regularly, as and when you need to, and not to feel any shame in this, but rather to acknowledge the importance of it and the abundance in which it is given from the divine. Take then this moment to saturate yourself in the power of the healing grace. Let it permeate deep inside to the darkest corner of heart and mind and body. Let it saturate the fibers of your being, the atoms and the molecules. Let it bring you peace. Peace. Harmony and peace. Restoration, regeneration, and well-being. Let there be no limit to that you receive, as the abundance given is limitless. Know that you are worthy of it, and with open arms, take this light offered. Feel the love within it, the love that the divine holds for you. Know that you are blessed. Know that you are worthy. Know that you are not alone. Know that you are loved. Blessed, worthy, never alone, loved. Blessed, worthy, never alone, loved. Take this guidance and this power, and bright blessed be. Allow then now the energy to begin to ebb and flow and cease. the excess ambient energy absorbed into the earth beneath your feet, that it might benefit the great Earth Mother upon which we stand and live. Give thanks to the Archangel of Healing that has come for you. Bid them hail and farewell, and see and feel their mighty presence before you as they lift their hands from yours and stand, smiling. Slowly, the presence begins to fade back into the light of the ether, dissolving into a whirlwind of starlight as the space around you begins to blur back into normal focus. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe down through your legs and your feet, roots deep and wide into the earth to ground yourself. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus chakras to pull yourself back into your body, back into this here and now. Take a moment to protect yourself in your usual way. And when you're ready, slowly and gently, open your eyes and return. Now, as I mentioned, if you have any questions at all from that meditation, such as a question about what healing angel you think you might have glimpsed, or questions regarding the information in the channeling, you can email me about that, edwincourtney@gmail.com. And before I switch the recording off, I will just say the angels mentioned in the Angel Rosary are Raphael, who is the healer of God, the major healing archangel, Asiel, who is Raphael's assistant, the angelic nurse, who can be called upon for prolonged care and healing for those people who need longer blasts of healing over a longer duration of time. Zachariel, the angel of faith, who helps those that we are sending healing to, or indeed ourselves, have faith in the healing power. The Elohim, the angels of time, who facilitate miracles. Seraphim, the angels who monitor over the web of light that binds all living things together and all living things to God. And the Malachim, the builder angels, who can help to repair the physical body when parts of it go wrong or start to break down. And then finally, Hanied, the angel of miracles. The Angelic Rosary is in the meditation notes, but if you didn't manage to grab all that, and well, you can always listen back to the recording, but you can also all email me and I'll just give you the derivatives of those angels as well. Right, let me switch off the recording.